It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Knoxville voters have 5 seats to fill on the City Council. Early voting begins this month, and Election Day is November 7th. This week, WUOT presents conversations with each of the candidates in the race. Today we hear from Andrew Roberto, a candidate in District 2, which includes Sequoia Hills, Bearden, and West Knoxville.
I have a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old at home. And I grew up in Knoxville. I went through our public schools here. I graduated from UT. I am fortunate enough to be a small business owner here. I was afforded a lot of opportunity. And I really want to make sure there's that same opportunity for my daughters and that for everyone. We've got to make sure that we're continuing to grow in a really positive way to make sure that we can continue to keep the talent that we've got here in town in our children and continue to advance.
Speaking of, the issues page of your campaign website mentions economic growth, which many candidates are talking about this year, but you specify creating or nurturing meaningful work opportunities. How do you define those, and what can City Council do to create that environment?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that we can do on City Council. One of them is, looking at the RECODE. We've got a code that was written in the 1960s with 44 confusing different zones. That's difficult for neighbors thinking about what they can and can't do in their neighborhoods, but it's also difficult for businesses who want to think about, moving into Knoxville or expanding into Knoxville. So I really think that when we're looking at the RECODE, that's a great opportunity to try to build in some simplicity, build in some ease of use, encourage private investment. I've heard a lot of people talk about mixed use as something they really want to see. I want to make sure we're looking at being able to interconnect our greenways, having more sidewalks, and just create a more walkable, bikeable space.
You mentioned also holding on to police officers and firefighters. That is another issue that's come up with other candidates, actually holding on to the people who graduate from the academies and keeping them here in town. Again, how can City Council address that issue?
That's a big issue, because if you think about right now, we have about 88% of the officers on the street that we had 20 years ago. And so you're identifying a very serious issue. I've called for a review of the size of our police force because I'm a big advocate for community policing. And what that means is that you have officers who are walking around in the community, making relationships with neighbors, finding out what's going on. And I think that's a really great method to help reduce crime and protect our neighborhoods and our neighbors.
We should let listeners know you do have some political background. You served on the County Election Commission from 2015 to, I believe, earlier this year. You're also an attorney, so you have understanding of how the laws work. How do you think that experience might serve you if you're elected?
Well, I think as a Knox County Election Commissioner, I spent a lot of time visiting with neighborhood groups, civic organizations. I really took it upon myself to try to encourage folks to register to vote and to participate in the process. I'm really pleased that we had a little bit of an uptick in the primary votes here for City Council, but we're still far from where we need to be, and I want to try to encourage everyone to get out and vote and get involved in the process. I've really, you identified some things, but I've really served the community in a number of ways. I'm the board chair for the Salvation Army. I've handed out bike helmets with the Epilepsy Foundation to help prevent head trauma, which is a leading cause of epilepsy. I was on the executive board that brought in the Medal of Honor Convention. So, I really have served a lot in the community. I understand a lot of things that are going on, and I'm ready to serve.
City Council members, of course, vote on and help decide issues that affect the whole city and not just their home districts. How much have you been brushing up on what's going on outside of District 2? What are you hearing as you travel around town from people who live outside of that area?
I was fortunate that the voters in District 2 gave me the opportunity to come in first place. And the way I had done that is in the primary was to knock on and make attempts at over 3,000 doors in District 2, and made countless phone calls and interacting with voters in neighborhood meetings and in other organizations. I'm doing the same thing now citywide. So going from, door to door in different neighborhoods and different districts, listening to what concerns voters in each district, because I really believe that we're one Knoxville, and that if you have, problems that exist in one part of Knoxville really affect all of us. And so we've got to make sure that we're tackling all those issues at the same time.
Andrew Roberto is a candidate for Knoxville City Council District 2. Mr. Roberto, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.